Hi, everyone, and welcome back to episode 89 of, what are we called again?
The Global Diamond Broker Hard, get the pun, Hard Truth Diamond Podcast.
No, you got it wrong. Again.
Did I?
Yeah.
The Hard Truth Diamond Podcast brought to you by the Global Diamond Broker. I'm a busy guy, okay? Like, do I really have to remember the details like you
think? It's important. Weren't you the one that just told me, what did you say?
I said, it's okay, Judy. The details aren't important.
Yeah. But you said it sarcastically. Anyways.
The Hard Truth Diamond Podcast. The Global Diamond Broker Hard Truth Podcast.
No, Colin.
What is it?
The Global Diamond Broker Hard Truth Podcast.
I have a lot to think about these days, becoming
and this the, is the last
fast-growing business that we are. And
this is the last thing on your mind.
It's not really the last thing on my mind because it was a question the other day on, you know, where you get those questions where I harsh people out for asking stupid beep. I'm going to provide my own beeps this week, okay? It is hockey playoffs.
Hey, please do, because it'll save me from having to edit the beeps in.
But yeah, here's my pet peeve, my grind this week, episode 89. Who's the host?
That's you, this week, hold on. Yeah, it's me this week.
What, we take turns?
No.
I'd say you've been the host like 98% of the time.
I told you, it depends on the vibe that day. Depends on the mood.
And what about the crinkled hair? I was wondering if you slept on it or what happened.
It's called crimping and I like it, so.
I always know podcast day, although I completely forgot about it today because I do work 7 days a week.
Really? And you never fail to tell me.
Right? Like, I work hard. But here's the thing.
Okay, what's your pet peeve? Get to the point.
Facts. Please, for God's sake, get the facts. Get the facts. We provide facts. We're not, you know, creative about any of our information. They're the facts. And you're going to talk about my boy Elton John today, I understand, from Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you later why he's my boy.
And is he really your boy?
He's not really my boy. Okay. And I'm definitely not his boy.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of boy. Although I think we know that with he and his husband.
And Kim Kardashian.
No, that wasn't then. This was here in Vancouver, not Los Angeles, at his private Academy Awards show.
Wow.
With Kim Kardashian.
I wish I knew you back then.
It's not that long ago.
Cuz then
is my age the only thing people can get me on? Like, what, why? Okay, I'm old, I'm wise, and I'm still hunky, apparently. So, you know, is that water? Right? I mean, get to a gym. Okay. Oh, sorry.
Okay, move along.
But facts, okay? Like, you had a pretty good one today. I kind of laughed at now that. Well, because I talk a lot about industry myths and misinformation.
Or bullshit, if
and
you will.
And honestly, it's at an all-time high. I mean, how is, you know, and I hate to harp on this issue, how is it possible that the mine diamond industry is going to come back? And I'm very concerned today about people wasting their money on mine diamonds in a couple of ways. Number one, and look, we broker them. You want them? We got them. We got them at the best prices globally. Promise, I won't try to talk you out of it. But we get people every single day wanting quotes and wanting prices. And I've decided not to give people or sell anymore. Now, are you ready for this?
I hope so.
J-colored diamonds are a joke. Don't get them here. You're wasting your money. Mm-hmm. Eye-colored diamonds are indecent. The fact that the industry pushes these mine diamonds on you at the prices they do, and they've known they're garbage forever. The fact that Tiffany, that if you get a quote from Tiffany, for example, on a necklace, you could get a D or a J. Is that some sort of quality jeweler? Is that luxury? Mm-hmm. No, it's not. By the way, watch for Tiffany going lab grown. It's coming. They're owned by LVMH. They're promoting them there first. It's not luxury. It has nothing to do with that. They're ugly, dark diamonds. H, horrible. Horrible. I'm sorry. Like, this isn't something you buy one day and you get to upgrade it the next day. You got to get, especially an engagement ring, you got to get it right the first time. Aw.
That's kind of cute.
That's so cute, right? you'd think we... Ow!
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
You just can't stop touching me.
Sorry, I had to.
It makes me... I feel uncomfortable.
Okay, go report it to HR.
So then there is the G factor. And G is the funniest one because this is the one where, you know, other companies who sell IGI certs, we do not sell IGI certs. They are not accurate. I've had it with this stuff. That's a fact. These are all facts. G. G. Why didn't I get a D? Right? It can happen in a week. It can happen in 2 months. But G. Why didn't I get a D color diamond? Mm-hmm. Right? Why is everybody's diamond prettier than my girl's? She's asking the same thing. Not that you ever get to see her left hand again. Because she's ashamed of her diamond. Look, these are facts, right? I know a few things after 41 years. I kind of sound like a crotchety old man, right?
Huh? Yeah, you
like,
do.
Like, I'm, you know, I have to watch that I don't turn into my father. Not that he was a crotchety old man. Good genetics run in my family.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, what else are you going to talk about?
Well, we had talked about the Rappaport article this morning that
No, I can't drink your water. We're not sharing water.
I could drink your water if I wanted to, but you can't drink my water. What's mine is mine.
Okay, it's a double standard. Yeah. Another GIA Judy double standard.
Well, let's
standard.
Talk about the article that Rappaport came out with today, talking about the fact that flawed diamonds are back in.
And by flawed, she means the grade SI.
SI. So slightly included diamonds are
small inclusions, it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, I was at a meeting in 1993. Listen to this. Off an island off of Canada, I was at a meeting. I was invited because of my distinguished background in the diamond industry. Even at that point, this is 1993. If you go on our Instagram in the early days, there's a post there about the Diamond Rule Seminar. Well, in those days, De Beers employees were not even allowed.
I'm listening.
How come I'm not allowed to have my phone and you are?
Because it's a double standard.
Okay, put your phone down and pay attention.
I'm paying attention.
So our listeners pay attention and don't drop.
I'm paying attention.
Remember when we used to do sales presentations together and you used to fall asleep?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening? Because I can pinch
you. I told you, I'm listening.
Since you feel liberated to hit me.
I'm listening.
So anyway, 1993, De Beers employees cannot even fly over the U.S. of A.
The U.S. of A.
Because if the plane has a problem and has to land, they would be arrested immediately. They were in violation of, what's it called again, the law?
Antitrust laws.
Antitrust laws.
You forget this every
time.
But
you're so good at that kind of stuff, right? And anyway, antitrust laws, and they... and we had this meeting with the GIA, some industry experts, me... And it was held at the, what's the name of the hotel on in Victoria, British
hotel
Columbia?
Berge.
The Fairmont?
Oh, never mind.
Hotel Berge? That's in Geneva. That's where I went for diamond.
Okay. Was it the Empress Hotel?
It was the Empress Hotel.
You know how I know that? Because one of my favorite gin is made at Empress Gin.
You and booze, eh? A love affair that might not last that long. So anyway... There we were, and they decided to change SI to mean slight inclusions, but you could see them with the naked eye. Do you want a diamond engagement ring? So this industry BS again, where these things are making some sort of comeback, give me a break. Half the engagement rings in the U.S. come out of a laboratory, and I can tell you there ain't no SIs coming out of labs that are selling anywhere for anything.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to watch the twists and turns. You know, I had a post this morning about about the fact that really what lab grown has done is provide prices to bring prices down. Well, you know, my response to that was, what about the environmental aspects of lab grown? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, there's mines put mercury in the ground and all these I digress, but you know, what about the economical aspects of lab grown? What about the environmental? What about the ethical? So there's lots of reasons why these things are taking over. And here's another big issue for the mine diamond industry that I think I'm the first one to bring it up. It's amazing how smart I am when it comes to the diamond industry. 80% of the diamonds that come out of a mine go to industrial. Now, I'm sorry, if I'm in industry, I'm getting lab-created diamonds because they cost a fraction of what they do out of a mine. That industry is gone. Mining of diamonds is a dodo bird. And I've been saying this when they used to say, the rocks were in my head. That's kind of mean, right?
Wait, did you see that article talking about how they found a way to make diamonds even harder?
Actually, do you want to know something beyond? I didn't see that article, but there are diamonds that came down with a meteor, and I believe they're in Russia, that are harder.
Mm-hmm. But are they still classified as diamonds because of its carbon structure?
You know, how come we don't talk about these things before we're on the air?
Because we're supposed to be authentic.
The problem with them is that you can't polish them. And by the way, how do I know the answer? Okay, like this is what amazes me. One of the things that amazes me about me is how do I know this answer? So they're so hard, mm-hmm. we can't polish and manage them mm-hmm. in the same way. And so, no, they're not used in jewelry at all.
I know, but what about industrial purposes?
That's a good... am I in the industrial side of the diamond
industry?
Well,
I don't know. Apparently, you know everything. You know everything.
I would think that you run into the same problem, GIA Judy.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your input.
So hard.
For your insight. Thank you so much.
You can't work with them.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
That was good, though, right? Yeah, like how I know this.
Okay, can I take a turn now?
Sure.
Elton John has a diamond Rolex that fetched record price at auction. A diamond Rolex.
Okay. Which model?
Ooh, it was the date just something. Nope, just kidding. It was a Daytona. So it was a Rolex Daytona, 18 karat gold, and set with 1.5 carats of diamonds.
Boy, that's not a lot.
It's not a lot, but the high...
It was Elton John's.
Yeah. Going into the auction, the high estimated value of John's watch was $60,000. By the time the final hammer struck, the watch sold for $176,400. Wow. It set a new world record price for Rolex Daytona watches.
Where did the auction take place?
What a good question. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Was it Sotheby's, Christie's?
I don't know.
Anyway, but let me carry the ball here. So Elton John, people don't know this, and I don't talk about it a lot, but I have received from royalty, I might add, from the royal family.
Medals for philanthropy.
For philanthropy. And so one of the charities that I worked a great deal with, more when AIDS was an issue in the world, was the Elton John Foundation. And I've done things like had lunch with just me and his Canadian husband, David. That took place at Fairmont here. I spent a lot of time in Fairmont in my life. And then, of course, there was the invitation to the Elton John Academy Awards party where I sat at the table with Kim Kardashian. Should I tell my Kim Kardashian joke or story? It's no joke.
Sure.
No, I can't tell that story.
Okay, thank God.
But she is a beautiful, her beauty in person far exceeds anything you can imagine outside of that. Jim Carrey, another Canadian, was at my table that evening. Mm-hmm. Steve and Liv Tyler were at my table.
Nice.
Right?
You used to be somebody.
I used to be somebody. That's exactly right. That's kind of cruel, isn't it?
That's a little mean.
That's my line, though.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's one of my lines. Wow. I used to when you first came to work
I'm like here. A fucking parrot.
in so many ways. You're a mini-me.
I know. It's You're scary.
You're my mini-me. It's just
scary.
Frightening.
I know. But, you created a monster.
And we're going to be putting these up on our social media, though. There's where I created a piece that Elton John acquired when I was the authorized partner for Argyle called the...
Isn't it the bird?
No, the no, it's not the bird. The bird was one piece that I did with, I got to remember the jeweler's name because I had the jeweler who's done jewelry for, was with Cavelty.
Who?
And I can't remember, Tony Cavelty. He used to be a very famous jeweler. And I used to sell him diamonds. So he used to be with Cavelty and we designed a bird that had... that was a hummingbird that actually goes back to Hotel Belgay in Geneva, Switzerland. So is that why you asked that question?
Yeah.
Right? So it goes back to that, where what happened was, after making bids on millions of dollars worth of Argyle, blind bids on millions of dollars worth of the rarest diamonds in the world, where I acquired, according to the head of the Gemological Institute, Tom Moses, the two most important diamonds. That was 2002. Was that a while ago?
Yeah, I was like 5 years old.
Well, this one was 2002. The Argyle, the very prestigious Argyle pink diamond tender. And... we were sitting outside on the deck of Hotel de Belgay, which, by the way, in those days, and I think it is today, is one of the three top-rated hotels in the world. And there were these little flies flying around us, and they looked like little bees, and they were little hummingbirds. They're tiny, tiny little guys, like the size of a bee. And so I designed and created Peter Bruderer, was the designer's name that I work with for that particular piece. And we work with top designers all over the world. Kimmy Bosley, who's our team designer who works with us directly, is an amazing designer, you guys. So we created this piece with blue diamonds in the chest and Argyle pink diamonds on the tips of the wings. Mm-hmm. And here's another tie-in. We just saw a picture of it in a book by... renowned industry scientist
Branko Delginin,
who we had lunch with a couple days ago, who's going to be, look how this is all coming together,
wow,
a guest on our podcast, right?
Mm-hmm. You need us.
I got game, right?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. So anyway, there you go. So yes, and okay. Sir Elton John and David and myself, yeah, he's a terrific guy. He's done so much philanthropy and has done so much good in the world. And yeah, I'm a big fan still. Yeah. I said something about him the other day to someone in their 20s, and they said, oh, it was so sad he passed away. And I went, you're kidding me, right? like with all the social media, you don't know Elton John's still alive?
Wait, he is.
Oh, God. You're kidding. Such a disappointment.
Anyway, so I think that is all for today.
Well, except I want to give one more little rant. We're here. We're not here. Well, we're kind of here to entertain a little bit, but there's a very serious message in what we do. Look, our diamonds are the most beautiful in the world. If you're considering something else, you're wasting your money. I've said this since the early 80s. Mm-hmm. Diamonds return are about their beauty. They've done studies. De Beers did these studies about couples who have beautiful diamonds and not so beautiful, and the expectations for the relationship. And that's based on what she knows. It's also based on what I know now, because more beautiful diamonds, she'll put up with a lot more. it's crazy.
And it doesn't hurt to have a bigger rock either.
Yeah. Oh, God. but get facts. Stop listening to the industry BS. I was on with Dubai this morning, and this extremely bright young woman is talking about the fact how everybody in the industry seems to just believe at face value the most uneducated industry in the world. You want to be a jeweler? Hang out a shingle, start jeweling. You want to be an appraiser? Competence, credibility. I brought these up in the early 80s. Competence, credibility, cost. You know, personally, I feel our prices cost isn't the issue. It'll be more what someone chooses to spend. But cost, I mean, look at these things and commitment. You know, what do you get besides the diamond? What's your guarantee? What if you don't like it? What if you find one at a better price? With us, you got a month. After you get it, the day you deliver, you can take a month to do whatever you want. In fact, if you're listening to this podcast, take 3 months. We don't care. All we get is referrals. Mm-hmm. Anyway, was that good enough rant for today? I have to get on with India now. Dubai, you, India. Who knows this afternoon? I don't have the schedule in front of me.
Who knows?
Huh? Good podcast this week.
Yeah.
Love the hair. Well, it's a fact that when you show up, I only knew it was Tuesday when you walked in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, guys. See you next week.
Take care, guys. See you next week. Get the facts.